Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 26 through 28. But He has appeared, once for all, at the culmination of the ages, to do away with sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. We won. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Marcus and Maya couldn't believe it. The moment almost didn't seem real. Their eyes were wide open, they were pumping their fists in the air, they were jumping up and down, and they were cheering as loudly as they could. What a special moment! There, right in front of them, was their favorite team and their favorite superstar player riding by in a championship parade. Marcus and Maya had watched every second of the championship game. When the team came to town for the game, they were a little nervous, but they had confidence in their favorite player. Sure enough, it was a tough battle, but the superstar player helped the team win the championship. Awesome! Now, a few days later, the team returned to the city for the championship parade, and the superstar player was holding the championship trophy. What a victory! What a day! What a celebration! Are you ready for your celebration? Many people enjoy when their favorite team or player wins a championship. But nothing will compare to the celebration waiting for us Christians when Jesus returns on Judgment Day. The Bible writer reminds us in these verses from Hebrews chapter 9 that Jesus came once already to fight the battle. It was a tough fight. After all, Jesus was up against sin, death, and the devil. But Jesus is not a superstar player. He is our Almighty Savior. His opponents didn't have a chance. Jesus washed away all sin at the cross. He defeated death when He rose from the dead, and He crushed Satan when He declared in victory, "It is finished." The best news of all is that He won this glorious victory for you and for me. All that's left for Jesus now is the championship celebration. The Bible writer says He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. Jesus is not coming back to battle sin and Satan again. He already won the fight. Instead, when Jesus returns, He will be bringing the championship to us. He will bring us eternal salvation, which means we will go on to live in victory forever in heaven. Oh, what a victory He has won already! Oh, what a day that will be when He finally returns! And oh, how I can't wait to celebrate with you. We won! We won! The victory is ours in Jesus, now and forever. Amen. We pray to our victorious Savior. Jesus, thank You for winning the victory for us with Your life, death, and resurrection in our place. Help us to watch and wait with joy for Your glorious and victorious return on the last day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.